Om Shanti, this is the Avyakt Murli of the 15th of September 1974. The title is, The Ultimate Objective of Making Effort is to Become an Avyakt Angel. The ultimate objective of making effort is to become an Avyakt Angel. At present, it is the time for you children to make the ultimate effort to reach your final stage. All the Maharathi children who are instruments should also be the instrument examples in their speed of effort. What is the most elevated effort? Whom will you follow in this? For example, in the Sakar form, you saw how effort should be made and what is called effort. Earlier, everyone moved forward on the basis of seeing Sakar Brahma Baba, who was the symbol of effort. But who is the symbol in the physical form at this time? The Maharathis. Are the Maharathis making such effort that on seeing them, the effort of many other souls becomes simple? Do you know what the ultimate effort is? In the beginning, you made effort to finish body consciousness with the awareness of being, in Hindi, Chaturbhuj, which means four-armed image. And through this, you were able to remove the consciousness of being a woman as well as any weaknesses or cowardice, and you thereby became fearless and powerful. So, in the beginning, you made practical effort to finish body consciousness by having the awareness of being Chaturbhuj. Whilst walking and moving around or whilst talking to someone, you had the intoxication that you were not a woman but that you were Chaturbhuj. Both these sanskars and both these powers, that is, the four arms, became combined through which you are able to carry out both tasks. In the same way, what ultimate objective should you keep in your awareness through which you will automatically develop these qualifications? What is the ultimate objective of making effort? It is to become an Avyakt angel. What is the Avyakt form? To be angelic. In this also, you should have your form of light in front of you as your objective. By keeping that in front of you, the feeling will be that this is your form in an aura of light. You see your Avyakt form in the subtle region. So what difference do you see between the Avyakt and the Vyakt? The Vyakt form is in an aura of the five elements, and the Avyakt form is in an aura of light. You do have the form of light, but all around you, there should also be nothing but light, as though this form is visible in an aura of light. It should be just as when you look at the sun, all around, you see light from the rays of the sun, and in the middle, you see the form of the sun itself. There is the light of the sun, but all around, the light of the sun is also spread everywhere and visible in the form of an aura. It is as though you see a special light amidst the light. In this way, although you have the aim as a soul of being the form of light, in the Avyakt form, you are also in an aura of light. You should be able to have the awareness of your form being surrounded with light, and it should also be visible everywhere. When you look in a mirror, you are able to experience seeing your form clearly. In the same way, this form of yours should be clearly seen and experienced in the mirror of knowledge. Whilst you are walking and moving around and talking to others, others should experience you as a form of light, that you are an angel walking around, that you, an angel, are talking to someone. Only then will you be able to influence others with your awareness and stage. Whilst performing any task, increase this awareness. I am an instrument angel who has stepped onto this earth for this particular task, but am actually a resident of the Avyakt region. I have incarnated for the sake of this task. That is, it is as though I have come from my home to carry out this task, and as soon as the task is completed, I will return home. Just as when the father comes, he has the awareness that he has come from his home to carry out a particular task and that he has to return home. In the same way, all of you should increase the awareness that you are an incarnation that has incarnated. At the moment, I am a Brahmin and later I will become a deity. In fact, this too is a gross form of awareness because even this is a corporeal stage. Now, all of you have an angelic stage because it is only after being angelic that you will easily be able to become incorporeal. The father became angelic from being corporeal, then from being angelic, he will become incorporeal and then he will once again have a corporeal form. Now, all of you have to reach the stage of being the residents of the subtle region, for only then will you be able to return with the father. Why did this part of going from the corporeal to the avyakt form take place? To stabilize all of you in your avyakt stage, because as yet you have not reached that stage. Now, this is the final effort that remains. Through attaining this form, you will be able to grant visions. There are many points of intoxication for the corporeal form. For example, I am an elevated soul, I am a Brahmin, I am a Shakti. With this awareness, you will experience intoxication and happiness. However, until you experience yourself in your angelic form in an aura of light, others will not be able to have a vision of you. This is because whatever visions of the deity form the Bhagats have, that will only be possible when you stay in your aura of light whilst walking and moving around. Visions cannot be granted without light. Only when you stabilize yourself in your form of light will others have a vision of you through the influence of your form of light. It has been portrayed in the scriptures that when Kans, demon king, tried to kill a Kumari, she flew away. She became one who appeared as a vision and spoke from the ether. In the same way, others should have visions of you so that they would experience sound coming from the ether from you as a goddess, and they would want to listen to what this goddess or Shakti is going to say to them from the ether. This newness should now be visible in you. Words should not be ordinary, but there should be the experience that words are being spoken from the ether. This is why you are told that it is now the time to become like an intense fire. Now, your part of being a gopi has finished. The part of the Maharathis who are moving forward is now automatically changing into doing service in this way. In the beginning, you used to give lectures, etc., and you used to give the course. Now, you speak very little as a chairperson and your companions give the course, etc. At present, the service to attract others, to put zeal and enthusiasm in them and give them courage still remains to be done, and so there is a difference. As you go further ahead, and it will be experienced as though someone is speaking from the ether. They will say that you are an incarnation, that you are not an ordinary bodily being, but an incarnation that has emerged. Just as when people have a vision of a goddess, it is as though she appears in front of them and speaks elevated versions and then disappears. So too, this is the stage and objective of the effort that you should now be making. Now, you should be going beyond all physical activities. Through signals, listen, give a direction, and then return to the subtle region, just like you saw and experienced the Sakar form. He came down, he gave directions, heard everything, and then went up above and beyond. There should be a visible difference like that of day and night between the activities of the beginning and the end. Now, your responsibilities will increase even more. Don't think that when you become an angel, your responsibilities decrease. No. Responsibilities and the expansion of service will increase even more. Just as service in the foreign lands has now increased and expanded, in the same way, all the different types of service will also definitely increase. In the scriptures, there is reference to the upliftment of every type of soul. This happened practically, and this is why it is remembered for women. All this will happen. At present, you are sitting in one place, but later you will have to look after places. You will not be able to sit in one place. At present, you stay in one place for 6 to 8 months. However, later, you will have to be able to do service in all four corners as a lighthouse. The main serviceable instruments, who are to claim the throne to the fortune of the kingdom, will continue to give light to many places like a revolving lighthouse. There has to be the practical form of a lighthouse. One light will give light to many others. Even if, in namesake, you are sitting in one place, it is not possible for someone who is a master of the unlimited world to be responsible for a limited area. A lighthouse which is positioned in one fixed place doesn't serve just one place, but spreads its light in all four directions. In the same way, you may be in just one place, but benefit from your specialities and powers has to be spread all around. Until now, your specialities have only been benefiting one place. Does the sun give light to just one area? So, your special rays of powers should also be spread in all four directions. How else would you be proved to be master or mighty authorities and the stars of knowledge? To be a master son of knowledge means to be like the father. Whilst being stars, it also means to have a stage similar to that of the father. Only the 8 jewels will attain this stage. If a star spreads its light in just one area, or sparkles, giving light to just its own area, that star would not be called a master son or a son of knowledge similar to the father. Unless you reach the stage equal to the father's, you cannot claim the throne that belongs to the father. Therefore, make your stage such that service increases. By being one who spins the discus here, you will become a ruler of the globe. Here, Only when you are a spinner of the discus that spreads light in service, will you be called one who spins the discus. Only those who are the spinners of the discus can become the rulers of the globe. As you walk and move around, everyone will be able to see a discus of light as though they are seeing it with their physical eyes. They will be amazed and wonder whether what they are seeing in reality or whether it is something that they alone can see. Your form of light and crown of light will become so common that everyone would be able to see you wearing a crown of light as you walk and move around. Just as it was a common thing to experience light from the corporeal form, so everyone should be able to see you in that form, as though they are actually seeing it with their physical eyes. You will experience that whilst seeing this, they themselves will begin to disappear. Where am I? What am I seeing? You used to experience this through the corporeal form, and sometimes you even used to be amazed with yourself. Are my feet here, or in the incorporeal world, or in the subtle region? Just as you had this experience through the sakar form, so others will now experience this through you, and only then will you reach the stage of being equal. That will only be possible when, in between, you continually bring your form into your awareness. Sakar Baba made this incognito effort. In the same way, all of you also have to make this incognito effort or incognito work. Do you pay this much attention? Even whilst having tension, there should be attention. At present, you still have time to rest during the day and night, but later, there won't be time to take a rest. However, the more you stabilize yourself in the avyakt form, and the more you practice remaining beyond the body, even if you become bodiless for 2 to 4 minutes, the more it will feel like you have had 4 hours rest. A time will come when instead of sleeping, you will simply be bodiless for 4 to 5 minutes, so that just as the body receives its rest, that is, nourishment, through sleeping, in the same way, you will receive this nourishment. The body will be the same old body. Of course, your old karmic accounts will still exist, but there will simply be this addiction. By making the awareness of the form of light strong, you will become the form of light when it comes to settling accounts. When an injection is given, you see a difference in 5 minutes, and even when a sleeping tablet is taken, all distress is finished. In the same way, you should also think that you are taking the nourishment of sleep. This practice is for bringing about such a stage. At Amrit Vela also, have the special practice of having incarnated. Sometimes, consider yourself to be a bodiless resident of Paramdham, or that you have incarnated in the avyakt form, and sometimes consider yourself to be incorporeal. You should practice having these 3 stages in such a way that it feels like you are going from one room to another. So, at Amrit Vela, there should be the special experience of claiming the blessing of being bodiless. Achha. Due to the stage of ascent, there is benefit for everyone. What is the practical form of the stage of ascent in which there is benefit for everyone, through which you will be able to see the effort you need to make for the stage of ascent? Benefit for everyone proves that it is a stage of ascent for everyone. In fact, that is the thermometer. In the beginning, all of you had the part of being the goddesses of coolness, and now your part is to be the goddesses of intense fire. At first, people come into close relationship through love, whereas you now have to become the embodiment of power. At present, there is simply the influence of virtues and love, or the influence of knowledge. But when will they experience this to be your practical form, and that you are not an ordinary Shakti? Just as the light of the sun spreads, in the same way, everyone all around should experience the rays of your stage of being a master or mighty authority in the form of powers and specialities. If you carry out your activities whilst being seated on the seat of a destroyer of obstacles, then the obstacles will not even come in front of you. Acha. Om Shanti.